Okay, so we began discussing the topic on Sanhedrin Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. What happens when you have two Ba'alei Dinim who have dispute as to what Beis Din to go to? One says, I want to use the local Beis Din that's been established for in order to service the local community. And the other says, I don't trust this particular Beis Din. I want to go to a Beis Havad, some kind of superior Beis Din. As we noted last time, there's a bit of a machlokas what exactly constitutes a Beis Havad, and that's something that we will hopefully at least begin to explore tonight, maybe finish up for a little bit at the beginning of next year. But it's some kind of superior Beis Din. One says, let's go to the superior one. One says, let's stay put. And the Gemara, both on Daf Chav Gimel, and later at the very end of the Perek, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, basically establishes the principle that in all cases, you follow the Malve, with specific exceptions. Two exceptions are noted in the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel, but the general rule is that you follow the Malve. If the Malve says, let's go to the stronger, better quality Beis Din, you go to the better quality Beis Din. If the Malve says, let's stay put and use the local Beis Din, you stay put and use the local Beis Din. Everybody follows the Malve. The Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel noted that there are two potential exceptions. First exception is, if the Malve chooses what are known as Arkaosha Besuria, some kind of inferior Beis Din, then the Lova has the right to say, let's go somewhere better. Now again, how inferior these are was, again, subject to a Machlokes Rishonim. It's two Deos in the Chiddush Aran, and he quotes Rabbeinu David. Is it really people who don't know anything, or they know a little bit? Not really so clear. But it's beyond the scope of our discussion right now. For our purposes, they are inferior. They are not mumchin. They are not expert dayanim. And in that circumstance, the lova has the right to say, look, I respect your decision to stay here, but if it's only Arkaosha Besuria, then I'm going to a truly qualified Beis Din. That was one scenario. And the other scenario was, Rav Papa added, if they both choose but they didn't mumchin that are in the same town, the lova can say, Mikom Etrachna Lecha, what's the big deal to you if we go to Beis Din Mumcha A or Beis Din Mumcha B? The example was Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Obviously both qualified to decide matters of halacha. Why are you so intent on going to Beis Din A? Let's just go to Beis Din B. So those were two exceptions when the Lova has an equal say. He has the right to protest as well. But as a general rule, the Malve is the one whose argument wins the day. He's the one who decides what Beis Din they go to. Now that being the case, we noted that conceptually, that could really be for one of two reasons. One of at least two reasons. And these two conceptual reasons will potentially have a number of nafkamina that we began exploring last time and we'll continue exploring today. One way of viewing this halacha is that in a default case where two people have, let's say, both have claims against one another, what do? You stay put. What is the special koach of the malve? The malve has the right to say, I don't want to stay put, I want to go to another Beis Din. But if they were both on equal footing, what would the default be? The default would be to stay. An alternative possibility is that when both of them are equal footing, the obvious alternative is that when they're both on equal footing, you go. You always go to the better Beis Din. What is the special strength of the Malve? The special koach of the Malve is that he has the right to say, I want to stay put. He overrides the default. And we actually saw this question regarding the default is a machlokas rishonim. If we just quickly look again at source 4, the Rambam in Sanhedrin Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, b'medvar memurim b'shar adin shezatoin v'zatoin. Sorry, take it from the top. Halacha Vav. Shnayim shenzas b'bedin echad omer nidon kan ve'echad omer nala lebeis din hagadol shemayitu elu hadayanin v'yotziu mamon shelo kedin kofen osovedan be'iro. The Rambam says if two people have a dispute, one of them says, let's stay here, one of them says, let's go to a better Beis Din, because the local Dayanim might make a mistake. What do? Kovenos Ovedan Be'iro, the default is you stay. Look at Halacha Zayin. V'medvarim amurim, b'sh'ar adinim shezetoin v'zetoin. In a case where each one is claiming from the other, again, there clearly no party has the upper hand over the other, what do? You stay put. But then the Rambam says, but when the Malve, k'sh'amar ha-Malve nidokan v'alova amar ne'el Beis Din ha-Gadol, in that case as well, you stay put. Aval, halacha zayin, im amar ha-malve neilich le-beis din ha-gadol, kofin es ha-lova va-ola imo, shenemar eved lova le-ish-malve. So if the malve says, let's go, he has a special koach to say, let's go. But the default, when both parties are on equal footing, is to stay. By contrast, source...
Does there have to be a defined malve and lova? Meaning like what if someone's saying, this guy owes me money?
Right, so if one of them says lehadam, if it's a case of lehayudvar me'olam, he totally disputes that it ever happened.
So it's like
right, then it's I'm sorry, I think we're missing a page here. If he says, l'hayu dvarim me'olam, then exactly, then they're on equal footing. There's no, you have to prove that you're a malva. If he says, indeed you are a malva, but paraiti, then you'd have that kind of time. Does everybody have page 3? There are 3 pages here.
I have only 2.
You have 2 and 4?
Well, 4 pages?
I have I have pieces of paper that have 2s and 3s.
Yeah, here, what do you have? Yeah, here, what do you
have? 2 and 3.
Okay. Now we all have all the minor vocals. So by contrast, look at source number 5.
Well, I just wanted to explain physically what was going on.
Umistabra. Source 5, the Chidush Aran. Umistabra, this is going to be a Aran that we're going to revisit later tonight for another reason, but he says, by B'Sh'ar Toveya V'netva, K'gon Gozov V'Nigzal, Chovov Nechva, Mazak V'Nizak, if none of them is a Malva and a Lova, but you're dealing with another circumstance, what we call Gzelos V'Chavolos, Ima Echatoin Alechas L'Beis Avad, Afilu Gozel Umazak V'Chovel Shomin L'Dvarav, there he says, in other cases where there's no Malva, you listen to either party. Either party has a right to say, let's go to the Beis Din HaGadol. So the first day of the Ran says, irrespective, in a case where there's no Malva, where nobody has the advantage, if anyone says, let's go to the Beis Havad, what do? You go to the Beis Havad, and he gives a svara for it. Tevadai man de kabai, Beis Din Mumchen, Dino kabai, because whoever wants to go to the better Beis Din presumably wants an accurate decision. So we abide by his choice, irrespective of whether he is the Toin or the Nitan, and we go to the Beis HaGadol. Then he's second paragraph, V'ika d'deka ipcha, V'amri d'davka malve yachol ha'alos ha'lova l'Beis HaGadol, Misham eved lova l'ish malve. Others say that only the malve can drag the lova to the Beis HaGadol because of this special kawach. Aval sh'ar ha'tovin, kungo mazik v'nizok, chova v'nechva, gozo v'nexel, ein echad mehen yachol ha'alos chaveiro l'Beis HaVad. But in cases where no party has the advantage, what would you do? You'd stay put. That is whose position? That's the Rambam's position, right? That when no party has the advantage, you stay put. So the Ran here has two deos as to what the default is. Is the default that you go, or is the default that you stay? And again, that will determine what the koach of the malve is. Is the special koach of the malve to go, to drag the lova to a foreign based in that is superior to the local based in? Or is the special koach of the malve to say, let's stay put? And we suggested that perhaps this is actually two deos in the Gemara. If you turn back to source number 2, the Gemara quoted 2 different reasons why the Malva has the special strength, the special advantage over the Lova. One, it's in bold, in the first paragraph, is Mishanoja Bachaveiro Mana Yotzi Mana Almana. They say you can't force a guy to go to a foreign basin because if he's trying to extract $100 from his friend, and the travel expenses amount to more than $100, then you've effectively nullified every single case of Beis Din. Because what's going to happen? He's going to claim money. A Toveya is going to say, let's go to the Beis Havad. The traveling expenses are going to exceed the money that he's actually trying to get from the Lova, and it won't be worth his while to travel to the foreign Beis Din. So now, clearly, if the Svar is Mishanosha Bachaveru Mana Yoti Mana Almana, what is the special ability of the Malve? This special Svara says he's allowed to stay put. Clearly, right? Clearly indicating that the special koach of the malva is to say, let's stay put. And apparently the default would be to go elsewhere. However, in the second paragraph, the Gemara gave a different reason for this. The Gemara said, Eved lova l'ish malva. It's Pasuk Mishlei, Eved lova l'ish malva. We might have to explain what exactly Eved lova l'ish malva means, but the implication is that the malva has a special ability. Now that can go either way. That can either mean that the malva has a special ability to say, let's stay put, or an advantage insofar as he could say, let's go. It could go in either direction, right? But certainly the first svara is clearly indicating that the malva's special advantage is to say, let's stay put. And we suggested last time as well, that is perhaps reflected in two other indications in the Gemara that perhaps we are dealing with two deos here. Just to back up, Rashi actually says they are the same thing. On Eved Lova L'Ish Malva, he says, oh, this is just another way of articulating the same svara. Rashi conflates the two what I've separated into two paragraphs of the Gemara, these two quotations of Rabbi Yochanan. But we were suggesting that perhaps they're distinct. Another thing that we noted, and this is the italics in the two paragraphs, in the first paragraph, there's a distinction between these two formulations in terms of what is the default. If you look at Ravdimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and then if you look at the italics at the end of that first line, Kovenos over Yelech L'mkom Avad. What is the default? He phrases it as, his first statement is, you go to the Makom Avad. Then he qualifies and says, the Malve has the ability to say, let's stay here. Right? But what is his just generic statement? If you look in the second paragraph, second line, how does Rav Safra formulate it? Kofenoso v'dan be'iro. He formulates his generic statement as staying put. And then he qualifies and says, oh, but the Malva has the ability to go elsewhere. Right? So in the end, they both end up saying that you follow the Malva no matter what he chooses. But how do they formulate that? Rav Dimi formulates it as saying, you go somewhere else, but the Malva has a special ability to say, let's stay here. Rav Safra formulates it by saying, you stay here, the Malva has a special ability to tell us, let's go elsewhere. Final thing we noted in the Gemara was that there's actually an interesting marshal as that changes the girsa in the Gemara. If you note in the first paragraph, Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Dimi is quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Then in the second paragraph, you have Rav Safra Amar Rabbi Yochanan in parentheses in the Gemara. So the Yifei Naim notes that it's the Marshal who takes out Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Yifei Naim wonders, why is it necessary for him to take out Rabbi Yochanan? You have two quotations of Rabbi Yochanan, and he says they appear to be the same Shita. They're both saying that you follow the Malva no matter what the Malva chooses. So you have Rav Dimi who quotes it one way, Rav Safra who quotes it another way, but what in the world is the big deal? You have these two positions that are both quoting Rabbi Yochanan, and they both end up saying the same thing, that you follow the Malva wherever he goes. Now, we were suggesting that perhaps what the Marshal saw that led him to take out the second Amar Rabbi Yochanan is that perhaps even though the positions happen to be the same in most cases that you follow the Malva, they are for two entirely distinct conceptual reasons. According to Rav Dimi, it's because the Malva has a special ability to say, let's stay here, based on a svara of Mishanosha Bechavera Mana Yotzi Mana Alman. According to Rav Safra, on the other hand, it's about Eved Lo V'Leish Malva, the default is stay here, but the Malva has the ability to say, let's go elsewhere. Okay? So then, we began to explore some of the nafkaminas of this question, of this conceptual
that
question.
That could just be, it could have been that they were both quoting Rav Yochanan, and they were trying to impose their own independent svaras on Rav Yochanan's statement.
That's always conceivable, right? I mean, we definitely have Rabbi Yochanan is like
this
a first.
Is a case where
Rabbi Yochanan's a first generation Amora, and we frequently have later generations of Amoras arguing about what Rabbi Yochanan said, right?
So this is a case where, in particular, it makes sense because what they're quoting from Rabbi Yochanan is not the Svara, but the Halacha.
The Halacha. So you're saying even if you adopt the assumption that they're saying two different things, you could still have the Amar Rabbi Yochanan in place. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But the Feinheim's question is, what led the Marshal to take it out in the first place? Right. And I think perhaps the motivation is that they are indeed different. So let's explore some of the Nafkamina. The most obvious Nafkamina, let's actually start from the end first. Page 4, is Rotza L'Shalem Dmei Yetzios. Let's say the Lova says to the Malva, Malva says, let's stay put. The Lova says, let's go to the Beis Avad. But I get it. Traveling there is expensive. I'll cover your travel expenses. Now let's think about this. Belumdas. If the whole koach of the Malveh is to say, let's stay here because yoti mana el mana, because I'm going to have to spend more than I'm actually trying to claim from you, then presumably one would say that if the Lova is willing to shell out the travel expenses, then he should have an equal say to the Malveh. The Malveh's whole koach is to say, I don't want to go there because I don't want to pay for it. So if the Lova is willing to pay the money, he should be allowed to have an equal say. You know what? You want to tell me, I'll cover the travel expenses, don't worry about it, and then I get an equal say. If it's Eved Lova Le'ish Malva, then it's likely to claim that, no, we're just giving the advantage to the Malva. Again, why? It's based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk is not in Chamisha Chomshei Torah. It might relate to, as we'll see, it might relate to the fact that the Malva is doing a tova for the lova, right? He's the one who's shelling out money for him. That's a svara that we find in certain places in the Gemara. Shlotonal dalos b'nei lovin is another potential issue that we have that comes up in the Rishonim.
Seems like from the pasuk, like it's telling you exactly its own svara. It's that, you know, when you borrow money, you are indebting yourself to a malva, and that, like, part of the agreement is you're going to do whatever the malva wants.
Right, 100%. So we'll see formulations like that in the run as we go forward. That's so, but if it's Eved Lova L'ish Malva, then you could say that even if the Lova is willing to shell out the travel expenses, then the Malva can say, no, I don't care. I still want to stay put. And indeed, we find that that's a machlokas Rishonim. If you look in Source 13, the Mordechai quotes the Rav Yah, the cause of Rav Yah, Im Rotza Lefroa Lo Hayitziyah, Ve'achrayus Haderech, Yochel Lachopo, V'Rav Yibiyadi Lasos Maisa. He says, I don't know if I can enforce that. But he says, or I'm not so convinced of it that I'm going to go with it, Lamaisa. But he's saying the Rav Yah indeed holds that if the Lova, right, if the Lova is willing to pay, then he should have an equal say. Then the Meiri, source 14. Kol she'amarnu she'amalva yachol lachof es alove, that which we said the Malva is able to force the Lova, yesh omrim she'im tovo she'yipar lo hotzo'ozov rashai. He says there are some who say that if the Lova is willing to pay the travel expenses, he can. He's obviously quoting, or at least, I mean, he could be quoting anyone, but that is the position of the Rav Yah, right? But avzeh ein nirkein, the Meiri flat out rejects it. He says that shouldn't be the case. Now the question is going to be why the Meiri rejects it. So, if you look in the Beis Yosef, in source 15, he quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba, that kind of gives a technical reason why you might reject the Svar of the Rav Yah. The Svar of the Rav Yah seems to make a lot of sense. If he's willing to pay the travel expenses, he should be willing to have a say in the matter. So if you look at source 15, because of HaRashba B'Tshuva, Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba, Ahada Amrinam De'imlova Omar Neilach L'Beis Avad, Kopen Osov Adan Be'iro, that which we said, that when the Lova wants to go to another Beis Din, the Lova, against his will, has to stay put. Afilu Amar Lova Neilach L'Beis Avad, Va'ani A'aseh Kol Ha'otza Osa Derech Mishali, Ein Shomin Lo. Even if he says, I'm going to pay the travel expenses, we're not going to listen to him. Why? T'yachol Omar Lo Malva, Ein Yirotza L'Troach. Okay, fine, there isn't going to be any monetary loss, right? There is, I'm not going to take a hit in terms of my finances, but it's still a pain for me to schlep out to the Beis Din. I don't know, if we're in Pinsk and you want to go all the way to Minsk, I don't know, whatever the case may be, it's a tircha for me to have to go all the way to that distant Beis Din, even if you're going to be shelling out the expenses. So that's a technical reason why you might reject that svara. Even if it's about the svara of Yotzi Mana Al Mana, perhaps we don't only assess that svara from a quantitative monetary standpoint, but we view it from a qualitative tircha standpoint as well. But even if you don't accept the Rashba, even if tircha doesn't, if you don't want to accept the Rashba's technical explanation based on tircha, you could also, again, the Meiri never says that. The Meiri could be just, again, saying the same thing as the Rashba, that it's all about tircha. But another potential reason why the Meiri may be rejecting this is because if it's about Eved Lo V'Leish Malveh, the entire svara doesn't necessarily get off the ground. The Malva can say, no, I just don't want to go. I don't have to give you any reason. I don't have to justify my position. You are bound to my decision on the matter.
In a way, the Beis Yosef, sort of bringing the two svaras together, is telling you that Mishanosh B'Chavei Ramana is really a svara about, like, the Malva doesn't have to be bothered in any way, whether monetary or time.
Necessarily. Or he's saying the opposite. Or he's saying that has to do with the Eved Lo V'Leish Malveh, because we don't care about making the Lova be Matriach, right? The Lova, right? The Malveh wants to go somewhere, he can make the Lova go wherever he wants. And so why would that be? Because Eved Lo V'Leish Malveh, because he owes something to the Malveh.
Right, it's very similar, right?
No, but I'm saying
it's the other part. If you say it's money, money is money. It's like, it's clear that it's not a tier.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that he is bringing these two spheres together and telling you that they're really the same thing. Nisha Nosha B'Chavei
Ramana
is really
so I'm presenting these as two alternatives. They don't have to be, is what you're pointing out. The Rashba does not have to be working with an Eved Lo V'Leish Malveh.
I mean, it brings them down in two different places.
Well, I mean, it's true. I also broke it up into two different paragraphs. If you're just reading it as one straight Gemara, it's not really so clear.
But again, Rashi kind of brought the pasuk over there when it first brought the svar.
It's true. Again, it's good. Again, you have Ravdimi and Rav Safra. They're two different quotations. Rashi does not bite. Rashi doesn't go with that. Rashi conflates the two. I don't know if I put Rashi in the Maamar Chumash. We have a Gemara Sanhedrin here. Rashi kind of puts the two. Rashi puts the two together. Rashi now. I'm trying to find it very quickly. I won't spend too much time on this. Right, so when Rashi is commenting on Amemar, Hecha Deka Amar Love, he's commenting on the man de Amar who quotes the Pasuk, okay? He says, Hecha Deka Amar Love, Nelech Lam Kom Avad, Kopenos of Yodan Khan, Lo Yotzi Zemana Almana. he throws Yotzi Mana Al Mana into the second Manda Amar in the Gemara. What I'm calling the second Manda Amar in the Gemara.
Excellent, that's very clear.
So right, so Rashi really thinks it's one thing. But again, that doesn't mean the Rambam felt that way, as we'll develop in a moment, or that other Rishonim felt that way. So I agree with what both of you are saying, that the Rashba can be working with an Evelov Leish Malve. My point is that he doesn't have to be working with an Evelov Leish Malve. But certainly, if you take that Pasuk, you don't necessarily have to reach the conclusion that when the Lov is willing to pay travel expenses, that he'd have an equal say.
If there is any halachic discussion of courtroom recouping courtroom expenses, that's like a typical thing.
So it comes up. It does come up.
That's really what this is in a practical way.
It very much comes up. And we'll see in the sugya as we go further, Rabbeinu Tam, there are certain limitations where, for example, Rabbeinu Tam has this position that we'll assess that says that the Lova has the right. Even though he can't say Neilach L'Beis Avad, he can say Neilach L'Beis Nagadol Shabi Yerushalayim. That's the position of Rabbeinu Tam. There are others who say exactly the opposite. They say that the Lova would never, ever have the right to say Neilach L'Beis Nagadol Shabi Yerushalayim. I'm sorry, hold on one second, I'm mixing this up. That's the position of Rabbeinu Tam. Right. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is that even the Lova could say Neilach L'Beis Nagadol Shabi Yerushalayim. Others say, go further and say, only the Lova can say Neilach L'Beis Nagadol Shabi Yerushalayim, not the Malve. Why? Because what they say is, what's going to happen is that Aniyim are going to be Nosnim Einam B'Einayim B'Ashirim, right? And they're going to create any artificial Din Torah that they can. They're going to say Neilach L'Beis Nagadol Shabi Yerushalayim, and the Ashir is not going to want to pay to go there, because it's so far, and he's going to settle. I'm not going to, you know, here in the hospital, we can talk about medical malpractice, you know, lawyers and things like that, right? So that's exactly what the Rush describes. It's either the Rush or the Mordechai.
So
I think it's the Rush.
Why is the Lova allowed to say?
Why is the Lova allowed to? That's something that we'll discuss.
Lova
but,
is the Ani. No.
He's saying the Malva. No. Because in a case where it's the Malva is the one who's trying to go to Din Torah. You can't artificially create a case, right? Think of it in terms of like quote unquote ambulance chasing, right? People just create all these artificial cases. And then, in order to avoid the legal fees, you'll settle. So the Rishonim are actually concerned about that. They say that, again, if you just create a case... Now, again, Mayor, going back to what you were saying before, Kuliyamu Pligi, that if the guy says, I've never seen you before in my life, then he can't claim that. But let's say there was some kind of Din Torah, right? And then he tries to take advantage, right? He lent him money, and the other guy paid him back. And then he goes, and he claims Paraiti. Now, once he claims Paraiti, the other guy, we're dealing with a totally different ballgame... And perhaps he'd be able to say Neilach L'Beis Nagadol Shabi Yerushalayim. So the Rush puts the brakes on that because
it's interesting because no one is considering it in this case, which isn't really dramatically different. Meaning, like, why is it that Malveh is allowed to say I want to go? If we say that,
so I think the key difference is that the Beis Avad.
Why can't a Malva say...
Oh, because the assumption is that that's not... I think the Rishonim are just... They're just drawing like a quantitative... Exactly. Right, yeah.
Okay.
He's just saying it's not as far as the Beis HaNagadol should be Yerushalayim. That's why he specifically says Yerushalayim. Or whatever the Beis HaNagadol is, which is, again, another question that we're going
to... Beis HaNagadol Yerushalayim want to hear everyone's, like, small...
It's a really interesting question. It's something that I've thought about. Like, what, like... They have to have some
it's
kind
like
of
the Supreme Court, like they don't like
it's,
fight to you for
it's a
$10
very interesting question.
Really.
I mean, the Gemara in
right, and that's exactly
right.
I'm wondering,
like, because the Gemara at the very in the Zaken Mamre Sugya is at the end of Sanhedrin or at the end of the right before Chelek, describes how there were like different Batei Din in Yerushalayim. You had to kind of like get through in order to get
like
to the Lishkas
court,
to get to the Lishkas Agazis, right? But they were all within that location. Uh-huh. So I wonder if you're saying Neilach L'Beis Nagadol Shabi Yerushalayim. Again, it seems inconceivable that they would just have every single case from all of you know Arba Aratzos or whatever, you know, that's the Vada Aratzos, whatever the Gadala Kanfos Aretz coming before them. But I don't know. The halacha dictates that they have the right to claim that. How they would manage that in a pragmatic sense is an interesting question. So another thing, another second nafkamina, we'll just, I guess, work backwards here, is nafkamina mika matrach nalacha. So we noted that Rav Papa says that there is one case where the lova has the right to put his foot down, and that's a case where both batei din, they're both qualified batei din, but they're in the same city. Because he can say to him, mika matrach nalacha. Right? Now, again, let's assess. If the whole koach of the malveh is the svara, that, oh, you're going to make me go so far, I'm going to have to pay all that in travel expenses, the whole case is not worth it for me. Then does Rapapa Svar make sense? That if they're in the same town, the Lova has an equal say? It makes great sense, right? Mikom Trachnelcha, that's the whole point. Your whole concern, the whole reason why you want to stay here is because you don't want to pay for the travel expenses. Okay, when we're in the same town, Mikom Trachnelcha, why is it going to bother you? And indeed, we find that when the Yad Ramah is commenting on Rav Papa, he kind of sneaks in the Svara of Yotzi Mona Almona. Rav Papa, source 11, Rav Papa Amar Afilu Tema Bebekiyin. Again, there's a case where the Lova has the right to put his foot down even when both people choose qualified Badidin. What is that case? Hakab Maiskinan. Kagon Beidina Kiravuna Rav Chista. Like the Badidin of Ravuna and Rav Chista. Tehavu Bechada Masa. They were both in one town. Now look at what he adds now. To add kan loka Amar Rabbi Elazar Echa Elahecha de Matriach Le Lova Lamalve Lameza Lamasa Achrisi. Kitika Amar Taima Yotzi Mana Almana. Now he threw that whole line in, right? When did Rabbi Elazar say the Malva has a special advantage over the Lova? When it's a tircha for him to go somewhere else because he's going to have to spend so much money? But when they're in one place, that svara does not apply, because the Lova can say, you don't have to shell out a lot of money to go to another place. What is the big deal? So he kind of slips in the svara of Rabbi Elazar. That does not appear in the Gemara itself. But the Yad Ramah, implicitly recognizing that that reasoning of Mikom Trachnelcha goes perfectly with the Svara of Rabbi Elazar, throws it in. However, if you would take the Svara of Eved Lova Le'ishmalve, is it obvious that you could say Mikom Trachnelcha, that you could just say, oh, what does it bother you? Again, just like in the previous case, where we said, again, if it's Eved Lova Le'ishmalve, it may just mean that the Malva has an objective advantage over the Lova. The Lova must abide by the Malva's decision by virtue of the kind of arrangement that they have mutually entered into. Then it could be the Malva's right to choose, even if there's no tircha for him to go to another local basin, even if the basin are equally, but the dinner equally accessible. The Ran quotes Rabbeinu David, who actually presents this question of Mikom Trachnelcha as a machlokes in the Gemara itself. We noted that the Gemara presents two cases where the Lova has the right to put his foot down. According to the first position in the Gemara, when can the Lova put his foot down? When the Malva chooses inferior Dayanim, when he chooses Arkao Shebesuria. And then Rapapa says, oh, there's a second case when the Lova has the right to put his foot down, namely when they are equally accessible. Now here's a question that you have anytime you read a Gemara. Is Rapapa disagreeing with the first position? Or is the first position disagreeing with Rapapa, or are they just listing two separate cases, right? Where everybody agrees, oh yeah, that's true also, but they're just listing two separate cases. Now, if I were reading the Gemara, I would have just treated it as, okay, they're listing two separate cases. One case the Lova has the right to be Ma'akev is when the Malva chooses Arkao Shebesuria. A second case is when both Batei Din are equally accessible. But Rabbeinu David actually sees it as a Machlokas. Source 12, appears to Halachika Amar. Badei b'chol davar shave miyapin kocho shel Malva. The Dabar Shabeh who live roar base Havad. He said, again, this is an excerpt from a much larger discussion that we'll have to assess, but he's saying, in any case where all else is equal, who do we follow? The Malva. Sorry, because again, we see that even when they choose equal kochos, we follow the Malva, not the Lova. Hachanami, Tema. The Chidushi Aran is not on Bar Ilan, so this is all taped up. So I found a number of, at least on my version, the Chidushi Aran Sanhedrin is not, I don't think is on it. Unless these are typos from the Bar Ilan, which is possible also. But I'm assuming, I found a number of typos in the Ran. I thought it was my own doing. But anyway. So we always take the Malva over the Lova when all else is being equal. Now he says, V'asara papa le'ifluge. And Rav Papa is disagreeing with the first position in the Gemara. V'lomar da afilu borer malvem mumchin. V'lomar head yotos. Matzi love la'ake v'lomar anirotza mumchin acherim. The first position in the Gemara maintains that whenever everything is equal, he chooses mumchin and he chooses mumchin. Who do we follow? The malve. Doesn't matter if they're equally accessible. Doesn't matter if one is far, one is close. We follow the malve when they both choose equal levels of batei din. Rav Papa comes to say that there are cases where they choose equal levels of Batei Din, and nonetheless, we will follow the Lova. And what is that case? That's the case where they are equally accessible. So the Chidush HaRan sees this as a machlokas. What happens when they choose two equal Batei Din that are equally accessible? According to the first day in the Gemara, we still follow the Malva, even though they're both equally accessible. According to Rav Papa, when they're equally accessible, we follow the Lova. Now, the Ran does not relate this to the two Svaras given on Daf Lamed Aleph, but we can potentially assert that they are. The first Deya in the Gemara is saying that what is the reason why we always follow the Malva? Because Eved Lov Leish Malva, I don't care if they're equally accessible, I don't care if the Lova's based in is more accessible than the Malva's. Eved Lov Leish Malva, he has the right to decide. Rav Papa saying, hold on. Like the Yad Ramah noted, Rav Papa is working with the Svara of Yotzi Mana Almana, and because he's working with the Svara of Yotzi Mana Almana, when they're equally accessible, he has no advantage over the Lova. Yeah.
Two questions.
Yeah, sure.
First, is Rav Papa's approach like on Shraf Kalfat, his focus on Tircha, is that part of where the Rashba is coming from that we saw, who sees Tircha as the...
It's definitely possible. I mean, like, again, he's using the same... It's conceivable that Tircha is an independent factor that the Rashba just, you know, is throwing in as Misvara. But yeah, if you have Mikom Trach Nalacha, it's certainly not inconceivable that that's where the Rashba is building himself off of.
And second of all, if... according to the explanation you just gave, if they're on equal footing, why does Rav Papa seem to say that the Lova...
He doesn't say the Lova wins, just that the Lova has an equal say in that case. That's why he says, so what they do afterwards is Zebor Elohechad, Zebor Elohechad.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not that the Lova has the advantage, it's that they have equal footing. Now, I'm just going to note, one problem is that the first day in the Gemara before Rav Papa is Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So if I'm arguing that that first day in the Gemara is working within Eved Lova Leish Malve, right? Mm-hmm. According to the Rabbeinu David, what do you do with the fact that in both places it's Rabbi Yochanan, right? The first day in the Gemara that says that we follow the Malva, according to Rabbeinu David, there are 2 days in the Gemara. The first day, Rabbi Yochanan says we follow the Malva whenever they're on equal footing, right? The second day, Rav Papa says we only follow the Malva when they're not equally accessible. When they are equally accessible, the Lova has an equal say, right? So now I'm asserting that the first day, which is Rabbi Yochanan, is within Eved Lova Leish Malva, right? The only problem would be the fact that if you look back to source 2, right, Rabbi Yochanan there clearly adopts the Svara, Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So this would potentially be a reason to say, going back to what we were talking about before, if you don't take out what the Marashal is saying, if you have Rav Safra Amar Rabbi Yochanan there as well, then you could say it's a machlokas within how to interpret Rabbi Yochanan, and my suggestion here would be working better with Rav Safra than Rav Dimi. Also, alternatively, I should just point out, this is something that someone asked last time, I think David Drury asked this last time, even in that first paragraph of source number 2, the person who provides the Svara is Rabbi Elazar. This may also go back to what you were saying before, Jerry. Rabbi Elazar is the one who provides the Svara. Now, the implication of Rabbeinu Hananel is that he's really just explaining Rabbi Yochanan. But other Rishonim, including Rashi, potentially imply that he's actually arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. So, again, if you wanted to run into a Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan stira, I don't think that's the biggest problem in light of the ambiguity as to what exactly Rabbi Yochanan is saying on Daf Lamed Aleph, but it is something that's at least noteworthy if you're going with that svara. Now, I just want to also point out that this can help us resolve a major problem in the Rambam. And that is that many point out that the Rambam never quotes this halacha of Mikom Trach Nalacha. And they wonder why not. The Gemara gives 2 cases where the Lova has an equal say, and for some reason, whatever reason, the Rambam decided that he's only going to choose to quote one. Rambam does say that when the Malva chooses Arkosha Basuria, the Lova has an equal say. But when they choose 2 equally accessible Batei Din, and Rav Papa says the Lova has an equal say, Rambam never ever quotes that halacha. Everyone wonders why. So I think, if we go back to what the Shita of the Rambam is, this is potentially the Rambam L'Shitasa. We noted that for the Rambam, what is the default? When two people are on equal footing, the default for the Rambam is to stay. The special koach of the malve is to go to the Beis Avad. Now, if the default is to stay, right, then clearly the malve's koach is not based on what? Clearly it is not based on Yotzi Mona Almana. Because if the koach of the malve were to be based on Yotzi, let's just work through this miswara, right? If the koach of the malve is to say Yotzi Mona Almana, then we're saying the malve has a special ability to say, let's stay put. I don't want to pay for it to go somewhere else. That's the malve's special koach. Now, if the default is to stay, then you can't tell me the malve's special koach is to stay, then he doesn't have any power over any regular baldin. The Rambam says the default is to stay. So it's inconceivable that the special koach of the malve is to stay. It doesn't make any sense. Clearly for the Rambam, the special koach of the malve is to go elsewhere. So clearly the Rambam is not adapting which svara? The svara of Yotzi Mana Almana. It's clearly not, and significantly, the Rambam never quotes that svara. He never says Yotzi Mana Almana, because for the Rambam, that wouldn't make any sense. You always stay put. So, the malve has a special ability to say, I don't want to pay for travel expenses, let's stay put. That's not any special ability for the malve. That's just the baseline. That's every baldin has that right. The special right for the Rambam is to say, let's go. If you look back at Halacha Zayin, in source number 4, when do you stay put? When each one claims from the other. Or when the Malva says, let's stay here, and the Lova says, let's go, in those cases you stay put. But if the Malva says, let's go to the Beis HaNagadol, then we force the Lova to go. The Rambam again is making this very clear. Where does he quote the pasuk of Eved Lova Le'ish Malveh? In what context? In the context of the Malveh saying, let's go to the Beis Avad. Again, he's hammering home the point. The special koach of the Malveh is not to say, let's stay here. The special koach of the Malveh is to say, let's go to the Beis HaNagadol. And significantly, what does the Rambam quote when he's justifying the koach of the Malveh? Obviously not the Svara, but rather he quotes Eved Lova Le'ish Malveh. Now, once we say that that's the conceptual basis of the Rambam, that for the Rambam, the default is to stay, and the special koach of the Malva is to go, we can then understand why the Rambam doesn't quote Mikom Etrach Nalcha. Again, for the Rav Yah, what is Mikom Etrach Nalcha all about? The whole idea is, if the Malva's koach is, I don't want to go elsewhere, I don't want to pay travel expenses, I don't want to deal with it, and the Lova can say, look, this is just as close as the other based in. So if the Malva's whole advantage is on the basis of that Svara is neutralized when the Bate Din are equally accessible. But if you hold like the Rambam, that it's not about the Svara at all, the Rambam never adopts the Svara in the first place, it's all about a special koach of the Malva and the basis of Eved Lova L'Ish Malva that enables him to say, let's go elsewhere, then Mikom Etrach Nalcha, again, like we said before, doesn't necessarily do anything, doesn't damage Eved Lova L'Ish Malva at all. And because it doesn't damage Eved Lova L'Ish Malva at all, the Rambam never quotes Rav Papa. He might hold, like the Rabbeinu David, that it's actually a machlokas in the Gemara. Between Rabbi Yochanan, the first day in the Gemara, and Rav Papa, who comes to qualify it afterwards. And because the Rambam never, ever adopts the Svara of Yotzi Mana Almana, he doesn't see any need that, to quote Mikom Etrach Nalcha, he doesn't think that Mikom Etrach Nalcha would in any way neutralize the special advantage of the Malva. So, the Rambam's assertion that the default is to stay, the fact that the Rambam never quotes the Svara and instead quotes Eved Lova L'Ish Malva, and the fact that the Rambam leaves out the whole Mikom Etrach Nalcha part of the Gemara Daf of Gimel of Rav Papa could all be the Rambam Lashitaso in asserting that, again, the default is to stay, the Malva special koach is to go to the Beis Nagod. So that would be a second Nafkamina, Mikom Etrach Nalcha. The third major Nafkamina that we'll try to explore as much as we can in the remaining 10 minutes is Tov Machir. So the Gemara is discussing specifically a Malva and a Lova. Right? What about a case where you have a Toveya and a Nitva, a Gozel and a Nigzal, a Chovel and a Nechbal, whatever the case may be, who aren't specifically Malva and Lova? Does the Toveya still have a special right or Koach over the Nitva? Right? Again, the Malva is a form of Toveya. Toveya is the guy who's claiming the money. Malva is a subcategory of Toveya. So, would this principle that the Malva has an advantage, is that specific and exclusively limited to a Malva? Or would it apply to other Tovim as well?
So why should it ever apply to other Tovim?
Why should it apply to other Tovim?
Neither of the Svaras.
Really?
I don't know. I'm curious to hear your
logic. Here,
let's think it through. Let's think it through.
I mean, obviously, Evet Lovely Yishmael Veh should not. I mean, it's.
I wouldn't say obviously, but potentially, okay.
And Misha Neshavachavir also. I mean, it sounds like part of the point is that,
you know, to be established. Now, you have to find a case you could, like, establish a Tavea Nitan that, like, the Tavea actually has something.
So again, that's going back to what you were saying before. But you always have that in a case of paraiti, right? I lend you money, paraiti. You stole from me, paraiti.
Okay.
Right? You damaged my property, paraiti, right? In any case where the guy says, your claim is correct, but I already paid you, you have an established Tovea and Nitva.
So, if you say Mishnah Shabbachavera Mana, then it should apply.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
If it's Mishnah Shabbachavera, the whole point is I'm trying to get $100 from you, and you're going to force me to pay a $700 ticket to, I don't know, how much tickets there are to Israel now, probably more. But, well, it depends. Depends what week you get it. But you're gonna force me to shell out a ton of money to pay for airline tickets when jet fuel is expensive. It's gonna cost me a lot of money. So what does that matter whether the exact claim is through a loan or?
Okay, I see what you're saying, but the way that I've been assuming that Misha Nosher Chavero, the implication is that, you know, because I did you a favor of lending you money, I'm not going to then go and, like, you know, like you owe me at least to the extent that I shouldn't have to spend all of the money that
so I happen to think that that could be an explanation of Evet Lovely Yishmael Veh personally. Right. But Misha Nosher Bachavero sounds like, again, just...
That's what Misha Nosher Bachavero is.
I mean, no, it sounds like, if you just read the words...
That's true.
If you just read the words, it sounds like I don't want to... Again, why? It's just a very basic svara. It's just a calculation of cost and benefit, right? Why would I go to these? Exactly like we were saying with legal expenses, right? Why would I go to this extent to? Why am I paying to go to the Beis Din if my potential payout is less than the costs, right? And I think that would objectively apply across the board. So if you look at source number 6, the Rush, v'lav davka lova v'malva. It's not, you don't have to worry, it's not just a lova and a malva. Afilu gzelos, umekach umemkar, umatonos v'yerushos, chol davar she'ish bo tovea v'nitva. Doesn't matter what we're talking about. In any case where there's a tovea v'nitva, what do? You listen to the tovea, just like the malva. And he says, d'haitayma d'rabbi elazar sh'loyoti almana sh'ayach b'chol tovea. He says this whole svara applies equally across the board. I don't want to spend more money than I am potentially going to make. It doesn't matter how I'm going to make that money. Again, through a loan, through a gzela, through a damaging. It doesn't make a difference. I'm not going to make either way. So, why would I give that money? And that applies across the board. It would be to any tovea v'nitva. However, we see others who disagree. Now, let's take a step back. If we say Evet Lovely Yishmael Veh, right? Then what should we say? So Jerry was saying that if it's Evet Lovely Yishmael Veh, then it would be specifically to a Malva. Now, I'm not as convinced. I think it could really go in either direction. I think what you're saying has definite merit, and that merit is actually expressed by source number 7. If you look at the Adramah, says, let's not read the whole piece, just to save time. 3 lines from the bottom of source 7, right? Aval amar malve leilech lemkom avad, eved lo v'lish malve, right? If the malve says, let's go to the mekom avad, eved lo v'lish malve, v'davka malve de isbe haitaima, and it's specifically a malve that has this special koach of eved lo v'lish malve. Aval she'ar tevios v'dinei nachalos uchiyotz behen, kovenos avadan v'iro. However, in other cases, where you don't have a malve, he doesn't have that special koach of eved lo v'lish malve. So he would not be able to force them to go. However, I will note that if you look in the Rambam, source 4, again, back halacha, this is, I reprinted part of source 4 over here, in halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, V'cheinim ta'an zeh she'iziko gozlo v'rotza ha'toin la'alos kofen besin she'be'iro es ha'nitan la'alos imo v'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. So the Rambam says that it applies to every toveya, right? Every Toveya can drag the Nitva to another Beis Din. That's what the Rambam is saying here in Halacha Zayin. You don't have to be a Malveh. Even a Nigzal can drag the Gazlan to another Beis Din. Now, if you adopt my whole approach in the Rambam, what I was saying before, the Rambam does not quote the Svara, right? It would be nonsensical for the Rambam to quote the Svara, because he holds the default is to stay here. And the Rambam is Dafka working with an Eved Lova Leish Malveh. And nonetheless, the Rambam says that any Toveya can drag somebody elsewhere.
I don't even think you have to invoke Lamdas there. It's odd that he writes that sentence right after saying that the reasoning for the
is Eved Lova Leish Malveh.
But I don't understand why. It seems so...
So I think what the Rambam would say is that Eved Lova Leish Malveh, I mean, Lova and Malveh there are placeholders for Nitan and Toveya.
But what's the Svara for that to be true?
I mean, so, what do you call the guy you stole?
Why should you
damaged me. That puts me in a position of power over you. Yeah.
Why should that be true? Meaning, the whole point of Eved Lovel Ishmalve is that, by being a Lovel, I've indebted myself to you. That's the arrangement we have, that I am subservient to you. That is not true.
But what if you wronged me? And by wronging me, I'm put in a position,
understanding of why.
You wronged me. Now again, it happens to be, and maybe we won't see this inside. We're going to have to... I do want to document some more of this next week. I don't know if we're going to see this inside. The position of the Sma has a middle position. If you look at source 10, let's actually look at it inside quickly. Sma has a middle position. I do want to document some of the Lashonos in the Ran, because they do work well with some of the things you were saying before, Jerry, in terms of how he understands Eved Lovel Eish Malveh. So maybe we'll do that next week. We'll go through some of the Rans inside. If you look at the Sma, he has a middle position. He doesn't say that it's any Toveya, nor does he say that it's only the Malva. Source 10. V'ner d'hachi perusho. Davka b'malva v'lova chashvu l'tainas malva ta'ana yosar mitainas alova. He begins by saying it's specifically the taina of the Malva that is greater than that of the Lova. Mishum de'eved lova l'ish Malva. Then he says, v'hu ha'din b'tainas nizak v'nigzal. He says that would also apply to a taina of a nizak or an exal, if I'm claiming that you damaged me or stole from me, chashu ta'anas an taina, okay, there we also consider his taina to say, neilech l'mako mavad, to be a valid taina, kimin l'fi ta'anaso, yishkamkin edos oraya l'dvarav k'demasik, right, he puts in parentheses, Meir, this goes back to your point, he can't just make that claim, there has to be some evidence for his claim, right, because according to his claim, zeshek enegdo hiziko ogozlo biadayim, because this person wronged him in some way. Therefore, he has the upper hand. Because the other person, because you've wronged me, listen to me when I say I want to go to the Beis Nagado. Interesting that language of tvios gedolos, but he says it would apply to any tvios that are similar. However, by shutvin, again, if you looked at the Rush said any toveya, it should apply across the board. But he's saying if it's just some kind of business transaction where we have some kind of dispute and I'm trying to claim something from you, shetava echad lasheni, or shezed tova v'omer nischayav talis chirus v'zem hashivo ineni chayav lecha, right? Or in cases like that, ukiyozi b'tvios elu, chashuvin heima tanas anitva ketanos hatoveya. In those cases, they're even. So the Sma is constructing this kind of middle ground where it's not specifically the malve or the love. Right. If you're going strictly with the pasuk, only the malve. If you're going with the svara of Rabbi Elazar across the board, he is saying, and again, perhaps this speaks to your concern here. He's saying that when the other party has wronged me, then I have the upper hand. It's not specifically malve. It's in any case where I have reason. We have reason to assert that the toveya should, by right, have an upper hand over the nitva. Now, if you look back at the Rambam for a moment, it's interesting that many of the Achronim take the Rambam to be saying that the Toveya has the advantage across the board, like the Rush says. But if you look at the Rambam itself, the Rambam only says, "P'chinim ta'an zesh heziko gozlo," right? He only gives the examples.
Anyone doesn't agree with the Sma, meaning anyone even who...
The Rush disagrees with the Sma.
No, besides the Rush. I'm saying, no one can hold more than the Sma. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Meaning, you cannot hold that I have the right to choose the Beit Din in any case that is less... more of a Chiddush than the Sma.
The Rush says it.
Yeah, what do you mean? What about Shutvin? A case of Shutvin, right?
So I'm saying it's hard to believe that anyone thinks that Shutvin.
But the Rush does. The Rush says that.
The Yerusha haven't taken anything.
The Rush, the Yerusha, right?
That's like a very
new Matanos, right? The Rush is going further than the Sma.
Maybe.
And again, okay. We understand why, because the Rush is working. The Rush is working within the Svara. Yotzi mana el mana. Again.
Okay, fine.
The guy right. Matanim, tell us the opposite.
Right.
The guy
right. I'm sorry. Yes, but no one who thinks
it's Evan Lovel Yishmalva.
Yes.
I hear what you're saying. Right. And again, it's noteworthy that the Rambam. Again, everybody takes the Rambam to be agreeing with the Rush. If you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, he only says Hiziko Ogozlo, which would potentially be in line with the Svara as well, right? And that would fit with the fact that the Rambam is quoting Evel Lovel Yishmalva. Okay? So just to very basically review, we saw, again, everybody agrees that we follow the Malva. We gave two conceptual approaches as to why. We noted how those two conceptual approaches might emerge from the default when they're on even footing. The Rambam holds when they're on even footing, you stay. The Ran has two deos about that issue. We noted how there's maybe two deos in the Gemara. One day it quotes the Svara Mishnah Shpachavero. The other day it quotes Evel Lovel Yishmalva. The question between the Marashal and the Yifei Naim as to whether they're both Rabbi Yochanan or only one is Rabbi Yochanan. And then we noted a number of nafkaminas, the Tov Machirim issue, the Ravya, the Meiri, the Rashba, Mika Matrach Nalacha, in the Yad Ramah, Chidush Aran, the fact that the Rambam doesn't quote Mika Matrach Nalacha, which I was arguing is the Rambam Lashitaso, in a number of different ways. And then finally, the Tov Machirim issue, the three-tiered machlokas between the Rambam, the Sma, and the Rush, as to whether it's all other Tovim or no one else. So next week, I want to document some of the other Lashonos and the Rishonim, that imply in one way or another. And then we'll discuss the very important machlokas. This is a major important machlokas, very important machlokas between the Ramban and his Talmud, Rabbeinu David, about the scope of this halacha. Is this going to any Beis Din that's a great, slightly greater Talmud Chacham? Do they have to be like, you know, there's have to be a wide gap between the two Batei Din? That's a very important machlokas between Rabbeinu David and the Ramban that will hopefully help us identify some of the underlying principles in the sugya. Shkoyach.